Leslie, it's great to meet you, and a great presentation here at the Trends in Agriculture Conference. What was the message you most wanted people to take away from here?
I wanted people to understand that social media is nothing new. You know, it's something as human beings we've done for centuries. I often say that hieroglyphics were the ancient tweets, right? We've tried to convey complex ideas in short form, and the idea that it's a foreign thing should be erased from all of our conscious, you know, and I think we should all embrace it from, it's a very human thing to do. And a favorite quotation of mine actually about this is that social media is bringing back the human element to all digital life. We're no longer users, shoppers, consumers, we're people again. And I think that, you know, between photos and between the experience that people have on the farm, there's a great opportunity, especially for the ag industry.
So looking at them in particular, farmers of any kind, to answer the question that just keeps coming up, do farmers really do this?
Do farmers really do this? I only know the micro. You know, I'm really kind of peeking out, you know, from our family's farm. We've been doing it, and I know that AgChat and the folks, you know, over at AgWired, you know, you definitely all are wired. I'm interested to know. You know, I'm interested to know the same kind of mobile data that we have available through some of those great surveys that Joel and Joe both shared. I'm interested to know more about the social media usage and the adoption and at what level. You know, it's not like they're out there, you know, Facebooking in the middle of harvest, but, you know, is there an opportunity for them to pull out their phone and do a little twit picking like, was it Steve Tucker? You know, and I'm wondering, you know, is that an anomaly? Is that something that, are we going to see more of that in the next few years? I think the smart farmer will understand that it's another tool in their tool belt, not just to, you know, grab that information and that data for weather or for market reports, but also to connect with consumers, to build demand early, and to create the connectivity with the actual production.
So looking at what you're doing now in your life, are you a resource for companies like these that want to learn more about how they might adapt these technologies?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think when Steve Mercer had me come over to the Ag Communicators Roundtable in Washington, D.C., I met a lot of folks from the rice and turkey and, you know, meat and soybean and, you know, everything in between. And everybody was, you know, they were definitely looking for that resource. And I think I occupy a unique place because I grew up farming and learning about, you know, the land, and then now I've spent the last, you know, 10 years much more in kind of a theoretical and as well as a kind of pragmatic digital application of, you know, what does all of this stuff mean, and now I'm melding the two, and it's really only been in the last year that I've taken it on seriously, but I think that I would absolutely love to be a resource, and I think that it's the most meaningful thing I'm doing in my life right now. You know, I've got clients who are great and, you know, help pay the bills, but I think at the end of the day, my true heart and my you know, it's in my blood, and I think that it's been a wonderful experience so far, and I'm glad to be back in the industry.
Well, thank you very much for being with us here today. I am following you now on Twitter, by the way,
and I'll follow you back.
we'll see what we have to say after we leave here. But again, that's Leslie Bradshaw, who spoke here at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.